HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
People who have been fully vaccinated by both doses of Covaxin might not be allowed to travel internationally as the vaccine produced by Bharat Biotech has not been included in World Health Organization's Emergency Use Listing, EUL, so far. India's other vaccine, Covishield, manufactured by Pune-based Serum Institute of India is, however, on WHO's Emergency Use Listing. The other vaccine used in India's COVID-19 vaccine drive, Sputnik V, developed by Russia's Russian Direct Investment Fund, RDIF, and the Gamaleya Research Institute of Epidemiology and Microbiology is yet to be approved by the UN health body. A group of unidentified men allegedly attempted to barge into the office of former Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif in London, the United Kingdom on Friday, news agency ANI reported, quoting local media. As per the report, the four men tried to reach Sharif's office on the pretext of meeting him, and when the security denied them entry, they became aggressive and forcibly tried to enter his office. Sharif was inside his office at the time of the incident, it also reported. Sharif's daughter and vice president of PMLN, Maryam Nawaz, took to Twitter to condemn the incident. Veteran Congress leader and former Union Finance Minister P. Chidambaram on Saturday criticized the Narendra Modi-led government at the centre and said that it cannot say now that it didn't anticipate the consequence of the vaccine shortage because the government had been duly forewarned. In a series of tweets, Chidambaram also said, "The final warning to the government is that if vaccinations are not accelerated, it will not be possible to prevent a third wave." Chidambaram further said both International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the World Health Organization have cautioned India about the consequences of the slow pace of vaccination. Cyclone Yaas is likely to intensify into a very severe cyclonic storm and cross the Odisha and the West Bengal coasts on May 26, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, said on Saturday. A low-pressure area formed over the east central Bay of Bengal and the adjoining North Andaman Sea on Saturday. It would continue to move north-northwestwards, intensify further and reach North Bay of Bengal near West Bengal and the adjoining North Orissa and Bangladesh coasts by the morning of May 26, the Weather Department said. Last May saw the formation of two cyclones, one in the Bay of Bengal, Super Cyclonic Storm Amphan, and the other in the Arabian Sea, Severe Cyclonic Storm Nisarga, that hit the Indian coasts. India's national airline Air India on Friday reported a data breach that it said involved the personal data, including contact details, credit card numbers and passport information, of an unspecified number of customers. The national carrier said the compromise involved personal data registered between August 26, 2011 and February 20, 2021 and that the data was breached during a hack on its data processor, CETA, which disclosed a cyber attack in March. Cybersecurity experts said they were yet to see specifically Air India data being sold on dark web forums, but added that since the hack did not include passwords, the data may instead be sold as a tranche of credit and debit card data.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.